It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 24th, 2019. It's the birthday of American ballet dancer Maria Tallchief, born in Fairfax, Oklahoma in 1925. She was considered America's first major prima ballerina and was the first Native American to hold the rank. Almost from birth, she was involved in dance, starting formal lessons at age 3. When she was 8, her family relocated from Oklahoma to Los Angeles to advance her career and that of her younger sister, Marjorie. At age 17, she moved to New York in search of a spot with a major ballet company. She spent the next 5 years with the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, where she met legendary choreographer George Balanchine. When Balanchine co-founded what would become the New York City Ballet in 1946, Tallchief became the company's first real star. The combination of Balanchine's difficult choreography and Tallchief's passionate dancing revolutionized the ballet in America. Her 1949 role in The Firebird catapulted her to the top of the ballet world. Her role as the Sugar Plum Fairy in The Nutcracker transformed that ballet from relative obscurity to the most popular ballet work produced in America. She traveled the world, becoming the first American to perform in Moscow's Bolshoi Theater. She made regular appearances on American TV before she retired in 1966. After retiring from dance, Tallchief was active in promoting ballet in Chicago. She served as director of ballet for the Lyric Opera for most of the 1970s and debuted the Chicago City Ballet in 1981. She was honored by the people of Oklahoma with multiple statues and a special day. She was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame and received a National Medal of Arts. In 1996, she was awarded a Kennedy Center honor for lifetime achievement in the arts. Her life has also been the subject of multiple documentaries and biographies. In December 2012, she broke her hip, and she died on April 11th in the following year at age 88 from complications stemming from that injury. She remained closely tied to her Osage Indian history until her death, speaking out against stereotypes and misconceptions about Native Americans on many occasions. She and her sister Marjorie are counted as two of a group of 5 Native American ballet dancers from Oklahoma who were all born in the 1920s. However, she wished to be judged on the merits of her dance ability alone. Above all, she wrote, "I wanted to be appreciated as a prima ballerina who happened to be a Native American, never as someone who was a Native American ballerina." She was also called one of the most brilliant American dancers of the 20th century by the New York Times, one who paved the way for dancers who were not in the traditional mold of ballet. Upon her death, Jacques d'Amboise remarked, "When you thought of Russian ballet, it was Ulanova. With English ballet, it was Fontaine. For American ballet, it was unquestionably Tallchief. She was grand in the grandest way." Reflecting on her brilliant career, she wrote, "I was in the middle of magic, in the presence of genius, and thank God, I knew it." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 24th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.